you wanted to be home before the sirens went. I mean, as the war proceeded, you learned to disregard it, because as I said earlier, when you're young, it's never going to happen to you, and that's why you don't really care.
Usually about 2 o'clock at night, when they were coming over to bomb, they seemed to come always right at that time at night when you were really, really asleep. And my mother used to have to carry my two sisters down, and I used to have to walk, being that much older. And because my father was working in the dockyard, and he spent an awful lot of time here, because the men in the dockyard, they didn't get the money for the work that they did until the 1950s, that they were forced into doing it. Post-war credits, it was called, and they got those afterwards, the credit they built up during the war from working extra hours. And he worked, as I say, in number 5 machine shop here, and he was building submarines, and they did lots and lots of overtime. And when he wasn't doing overtime, he was in the Home Guard, and when he wasn't on duty in the Home Guard, he was fire watching in Hempstead School.